Dunkley. Australian grain growers say they're relieved by a federal court's decision to throw out a landmark class action which claimed that the common weed killer, Roundup, causes cancer. The lengthy case against companies Monsanto and Bayer was dismissed when a judge ruling there was insufficient evidence to prove that Roundup's active ingredient is linked to cancer. Australian farmers have welcomed the ruling and say it confirms the farming and gardening chemical is safe to be used in Australia's food system. John Daly with this report.
A landmark trial alleging cancer links with the commonly used weed killer Roundup was yesterday thrown out of federal court. In his ruling, Justice Michael Lee said there was insufficient evidence to prove Roundup's active ingredient, glyphosate, caused the cancer non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
It is not proven in this proceeding on the balance of probabilities in accordance with Section 141 of the Evidence Act 1995 Commonwealth that throughout the relevant period, use of and exposure to Roundup products increased an individual risk of developing NHL.
The ruling is a relief for Victorian farmer Andrew Wiedemann from Grain Producers Australia.
Oh, look, my first feeling was that, yes, finally, some common sense has arrived, and people are actually backing, you know, our science fraternity, but also the farmers of Australia. And I really feel for those farmers in certain countries where the politics of a full stomach has meant that they are unable to use glyphosate, and we know just how important it is.
Justice Lee acknowledged mixed views in the scientific community about the risks of Roundup. Though the major civil class action brought by hundreds of Australians against Roundup's makers, Monsanto and Bayer, failed to prove the product was carcinogenic. The class action's legal team at Maurice Blackburn Lawyers says it is closely reviewing the decision. The court is yet to consider lead applicant Kelvin McNichol's individual claim Roundup caused his cancer. The Queensland man allegedly used the herbicide as a child while spraying weeds with his father and at work as an adult before being diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2018. Pharmaceutical giant Bayer says the class action dismissal is consistent with worldwide regulatory assessments, including Australia's Pesticides and Veterinary Medicines Authority, that considers glyphosate safe. Warren Inwood is Managing Director of Bayer's Crop Science Division.
This is a win for Australian farmers who can continue to rely on critical farming tools like Roundup. These products underpin sustainable farming systems.
Glyphosate is extremely effective at killing weeds, and farmers swear by it. The product removed the need to physically plough paddocks to fight weeds after it was introduced in the 1970s. Andrew Wiedemann says glyphosate is vital for sustainable food production.
We don't really have anything else in the pipeline at the moment that could replace glyphosate, and it's such an important building block in terms of agricultural production here in Australia, you know, when we're faced with climate variability.
Bayer faced similar cases in the United States, where it settled almost 100,000 lawsuits in 2020, costing the global pharmaceutical company $16 billion.
John Daly with that report.